enter. Continue. Shinji, wake up, Shinji. Startled, I woke only to see Hatsune looking at me with a worried look in her eyes. I let out a dry cough-like sound and took a deep breath. I didn't feel choked at all as my chest meaninglessly swelled up. Hatsune waited for my breathing to even out and... are you okay? You were tossing in bed. Yeah. Phew. I let out a big breath and wiped the back of my neck. It was covered in sweat. I'm okay. Sorry. It's okay, she said. This wasn't the first time Hatsune left the room without saying anything else. Phew. It was time to get up, but I buried my face in the pillow again. Cold sweat covered my entire body, and my bed looked like it went through a hurricane. I was probably tossing quite violently last night. I imagine how it must have looked like and became even more depressed. Phew, lucky. It doesn't seem like she noticed me. Why are you dressed like that? She says, why not? We're in that kind of relationship, aren't we? Don't say it out loud like that. Huh? But we're a couple. That's not what I meant. By the way, Madoka's expression tensed up. You were tossing really bad in bed tonight. Yeah. Did you have the same dream again? I gave her a small nod. You've got to push it out of your mind. I ignored that and got up from bed. I quickly changed and stuffed the ribbon by my pillow into my pocket. Good morning. Good morning. Breakfast for three already lined the table. I began eating as soon as I sat down. Have you gotten used to the school yet, Hatsune? Of course, it's literally the same place as the previous one. Well, yes, but there are new people enrolling now, right? Yeah, but... I'm worried because you're so shy with new people. I'm not a child anymore. Jeez. Shinji's in the same school and Emmy even made it to the same class as me. Huh? Shinji? He may be your brother, but when you're in different years... She says, well, that can't be helped. I see, I understand. You're great friends with Emmy, but that's it. Friends are important, but no one can replace your big brother, can they? Though she poked fun at Hatsune, there was a gentle smile on her face. Yeah. Me? I'm not even doing anything. That's not true. You've always supported her from afar. Really? In what way?
存在。
Well, your presence alone supports her. That's a non-answer if I've ever heard one.
でも冗談抜きで、少し心配ではあるのよ。新学年早々、妙なこともあったし。
Jokes aside, I'm seriously worried. A couple of strange things have already happened since the start of this year. Huh? Strange things? That was the first time I'd heard about that. The expressions of the two grew sour and they fell silent. Well, that doesn't really matter. Anyway, Miss Miyako was about to say something, but her attention suddenly shifted to the TV. Oh? It was the usual morning news. We have reports of an individual having passed away in the Sakura Nomori Hospital after having come in contact with a snapped electrical cable. The man was discovered lying on the ground yesterday at 10:20 in the morning on 3 Chrome Road. Police have identified him as... He was immediately transported to the hospital, but passed away soon after. The cause of death has been identified as electrocution. That's strange. It's not like we had a typhoon the day before or anything. There have been a lot of strange incidents like this in Sakura Nomori lately. I don't think I'm just imagining things at this point. Yeah. That's what I was talking about just now. Be careful on your way back from school, you two, okay? Yeah. Okay, no, I'm pretty sure we're gonna be okay either way. Yeah, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about as long as you have your brother by your side. Huh? That's not what I meant. Well, I'm not denying it, though. Hatsune mumbled the last part, then continued in a more steady voice. I just wanted to say that these kinds of things are still rare. I understand that, but still. What Hatsune said was only common sense, but Miss Miyako probably couldn't shake her uncertainty because something like that had already happened to someone close to us. 3 years have passed since Madoka was murdered. Keep that in mind, she was murdered in the prologue. The case was never solved, just like I'd feared. While the police have given up, I hadn't. Since if I did, I'd crumble to pieces right then and there like old bread. We're leaving. Good luck, take care. That was the usual greeting one said when seeing someone off, but it had an odd sense of realism after the conversation we just had. I decided to warn Hatsune about it myself. There was little I could do as her older brother, but this was part of my responsibility, I supposed. Hatsune, the conversation we had over breakfast. Eh? That was more like a figure of speech. Eh? I wasn't saying that I'm lonely without you or anything. Huh? I have morning homeroom today. I'll hurry along. Everyone had morning homerooms every day. I looked around just in case. No monsters seemed to be in the vicinity, or at least within my field of view. Remember in the prologue, he was seeing these monsters that only he could see. I think others, but I'm not quite sure. It's been a while since I read the prologue chapters. Which meant it was probably safe, I relaxed my shoulders and continued walking. A lot of them had been showing up around lately. It was like our town had become their nest. Okay, well, I guess the monsters didn't leave. Hatsune is pretty cute. Hold on, that's Madoka. You're supposed to be dead. What? Okay, what's going on here? He must be hallucinating or something. She nodded with a smile, watching Hatsune go. You think so too, don't you? Yeah, I guess. That must be why he... Oh my god, guys. He's literally, like, okay. If we go back to the very beginning, you notice that, like, he was in bed with her? Like, that scene sounded as strange to me as it should have. Because, first of all, they're young high school students. There's very few parents that let young high school students sleep in the same bed together like that and be a couple of that nature. So, basically, he was imagining, or maybe because in his grief, he has kind of brought her into his mind or something to where he's seeing her everywhere. I mean, this does happen with a severe grief like he went through after she got murdered. So there's a very good possibility that because he keeps seeing her and talking with her, you know, again, she's a figment of his imagination. She was completely murdered. So that's kind of sad, but interesting at the same time. It shows how the mind has a level of cope to deal with issues like that. Like, again, she was murdered, so they're trying to say, well, he wants to keep her memory alive, or maybe he's psychologically doing it, because if he doesn't, he's like you said, I'll crumble like old bread. So, yeah, it's just what happens with life sometimes. I'm not talking about just the looks. Her whole existence is cute. It was almost as though she was mimicking Miss Miyako. I think anyone can tell just from looking at this point, but I'm sure she's in love with you. It's usually not what you want your sister to be. Like, yeah. There is some weird brother-sister shit going on in this. I don't know if it's all visual novels or just this one in particular, but like, even the mother was saying to her, isn't he like your best friend? Is like, no man can compare to your big brother. And it's like, what? What's going on? But I think he was adopted, so maybe the mother is trying to fucking hook her daughter up with him or something. We'll see, because there's several different girls that can get impregnated or become cum pirates in this. And yes, I know this is a visual novel corner, but there's hentai scenes in this game. So, look, there's a bonus. You guys didn't even expect hentai, but you're getting it anyway. Surprise! Okay. Unable to neither confirm nor deny that allegation, I just vaguely pulled on my chin. Okay, well, yeah, I guess you could do that. What about you? I don't know. I had no idea about Hatsune's feelings when Madoka was still alive. I was completely oblivious of these things in general back then. Now I've already gotten used to it, but... Are you worried about your current... Oh, are you worried about your current family position? I mean, you're actually just cousins, aren't you? Oh, man. They're cousins. That's some hillbilly shit right there. That's part of it, but... I see. You still can't forget about me. Yeah, he's definitely made her in his head. It's pretty screwed up when the actual person in question says that. So he's talking to his dead girlfriend who he believes he's in a relationship with. Ouch. By the way, what did you mean earlier? I guess see-through panties were going a bit too far. You weren't wearing anything like that. What in the world? Now, it did say that there was something like a ghost heroine. So maybe they're trying to say that she came back as a ghost. I don't know if that means there's going to be any ghost fucking in this game, but I don't know. It is considered a horror novel. I wouldn't put it past them. He says you weren't wearing anything like that. Ah, you were looking then. Jeez. I felt like from a side I must have looked like I'd been constipated from the early morning. Madoka was probably just fooling around to cheer me up a little. I headed to the classroom, greeting my acquaintances on the way. Yo. Good morning. My eyes caught the sight of a group of three guys as I walked among the seats. Well, rather than a group, it was more like the other two had surrounded the one in the center.
Hee, look at all this meat.
What?
What are you keeping in there?
The guy on the right punched the one in the center stomach. It looked like they were goofing around from first sight, but a loud sound followed the punch, indicating this was more serious than their expressions betrayed. And to prove that, the student that got... Oh my god, dude, that other guy, you know that sound I heard? I don't know if that was a poke, but it sounded like you slapped him on the ass or something. Maybe that's not the sound they wanted to use, but that's what I think they accidentally did. I think his name was Seki or something, controlled his face without letting out a sound. I'd been seeing this almost every day since I got to second year, but everyone acted like nothing was happening. Well, not like I was any different. Do you even bathe? There's always a stench of sweat around you. The students filled out the seats as the nasty scene continued in the corner of the classroom. Okay, every one of their seats now. The homeroom teacher entered the class, and Aizawa and Shohei, I think those were their names, but I had trouble remembering which was which since I never spoke to them, finally returned to their seats. I looked straight at Tsukata's face, and then he looked right back at me and smiled. He was popular both among guys and girls because of his laid-back attitude, but for me... What's wrong, Seki? Do you have a stomachache?
No, no.
Sir, he said he's got diarrhea! A laugh ensued in the classroom to which Tsukata cocked his head. Huh. If that's so, then it's okay to go to the bathroom, Seki. Seki flushed like a tomato and shook his head. Okay, let me go through the attendance. Aizawa is present, I see. Yep.
Iguchi.
Here.
Ozawa.
Here. And Tono is absent. I received a call from her parents. Huh? I looked around the classroom. It looked like all the seats were taken to me. I checked one seat after another, feeling my face tense up by the moment. There were no open seats. If so, then how did the teacher know they were absent?
Nikki.
Here. The roll call continued with no one seemingly aware of what just happened. There comes that creepy music atmosphere again. My eyes stopped on one girl. I didn't know what this Tono looked like, but... Fukigami, why the heck are you watching Tono's seat like a predator? That is a weird fucking question to ask a student. Silence. Is something the matter, Fukigami? No, I shook my head, not breaking my gaze. You feel lonely without her? Haha. Shohei. Fukugami is seriously just staring at her seat. Were they dating? I heard hushed voices. I wasn't looking at her seat. I was looking at her. But... Okay, it's time for the morning homeroom. Ahem. Fukugami? Yes. Please look at the blackboard. I'm sorry. The homeroom began, but I couldn't process a single word. I shifted my gaze to Tono's seat again as Tsukata finally turned to the blackboard. She was no longer there. I could only see her empty seat like everyone else. Tono. I didn't even know her, but my heart hurt all the same. And in truth, I clutched my chest and faced the blackboard with a pained expression. The usual morning, the usual classroom, the incongruity overwhelmed me. Tono, why? Why did you have to die? I couldn't pay attention in any of my classes. I glanced at Tono's seat from time to time, but she wouldn't appear again. It was just an empty desk now. The lonely face and slumped shoulders I witnessed earlier felt like they may have just been a hallucination at this point. But I knew it wasn't. That said, there's still something weird about this. Tsukata thought of it as a mere absence from class and said her parents had contacted him. I couldn't imagine they were trying to hide her death for some reason. In that case, it was highly likely that her parents didn't actually know. That couldn't be normal. As I thought that, I was reminded of what Miss Miyako said earlier. There have been a lot of... Yeah, he's reiterating, there have been a lot of strange incidents like this in Sakura and Omori lately. I don't think I'm just imagining things at this point. Remember, she did say that at the very beginning. Tono probably got involved in some sort of incident or accident. She probably never returned home, and her parents reported her as absent just to cover for her. Ghosts didn't normally talk by themselves, but I could usually read their consciousness by touching them. As such, I had to catch her somehow, but I didn't know where to find her now. The fact she appeared in school meant she still had regrets and lingered behind. She was most likely still around somewhere. I wasn't sure if I could realistically report the truth to her parents, but for starters, I decided to figure out where she was. Okay. I decided to look around the school building during the next break. From top to bottom, I hurried through the corridors, but couldn't spot her anywhere. Oh? Shinji. Ah, Hatsune. Is something wrong? Why are you on the freshman floor? I mentioned monsters, but never told her about seeing ghosts, so I just vaguely shook my head. See you later. She says, okay. And she's kind of weirded out by the whole thing. I spent the following couple of breaks looking around school with no results. That meant she might have gone outside, which was beyond the scope of my investigative abilities. I needed some sort of clue, at least. I went to the inner yard during lunch break and addressed one of the female classmates I knew by face. Can I ask something? What? It's about Tono. Tono? The girl leaned toward me before I had the chance to say anything. Don't tell me you two were really dating. You were acting strange this morning, too. No, it's not like that, but... Really? Yes. I wondered why I needed to confirm it twice. Oh, then I guess I've got nothing to worry about. Huh? Forget it. That was weird, but I didn't have time for distractions now. Do you know anyone that was close to Tono? Why do you want to know? It's nothing big. Well, fine. I've been in the same class with her last year, and I thanked her and left after getting a few names. Who is this chick? She keeps popping up and like, I went straight to one of Tono's friends after the fifth period. Huh? A place that Kana liked? It seemed like she was a little taken aback by the sudden question, but she still made a point to think about it instead of brushing me off. I can't think of any place she liked in particular, but she used to go to Forza all the time when we were in lower grades. Forza? You don't know it? It's an Italian restaurant. That was the first time I've heard of it, but I gave her a knowing nod as though having just remembered. I'd have to look it up later. I don't think she was going there much lately, but that's the only place I can think of. Got it. Thanks. Ah, wait. What is this all about? I heard Kana's absent today. It's nothing serious, I just want to meet her. That wasn't a lie, though her friend reacted with a gasp. I picked up my bag and stood up as soon as the homeroom ended. Fukugami, do you have a moment? Yes. I was stopped as soon as I stepped out of the classroom. Tsukada approached me with a meaningful smile. You seem to have been acting odd this morning. Did something happen? No, not really. I squeezed out a stiff reply. I see. Then that's fine, I guess. He was one of the most popular teachers in our school, but did he always interact with his students like this? He was my homeroom teacher when I was a freshman, too, and I couldn't help but think he misunderstood something about me. I didn't exactly stare at him, but there were times I'd study his face. This man probably knew students liked him. Then that's fine, I guess. He repeated the same line twice and patted me on the buttocks in a friend... What? He repeated the same line twice and patted me on the buttocks in a friendly gesture. Okay. Moving on. My body stiffened from disgust, but his face glowed with satisfaction. Wow. Okay, that happened. That happened, folks. Goodbye, sir. He says, goodbye. He watched the girl go, then leaned to me slightly. But if there's ever anything on your mind, feel free to talk to me, okay? Yeah, I'm gonna report you to the fucking teachers. His staff. This guy just slapped me on the ass. Or was it some girl he slapped on? Some kid got slapped on the ass and was not very happy about it. Probably mistaking me averting my eyes for something else again, he chuckled. I don't trust this fucker. Show of hands, digital hands. How many of y'all trust this guy? I do not trust this guy at all. I think something fucking creepy and weird is gonna happen with him, and we'll find out. He walked away, his shoulders shuddering. I had no reason to be careful when he wasn't looking and glared at his back. I supposed his creepy laugh was the sole thing that separated him from perfection in most students' eyes. But to me, I let out a sigh and headed toward the exit. Shinji, I want you to listen to me without turning around. Huh? There's a girl that's been looking at you all day. I think she's even following you. It took me a few moments to process what she said. Huh? Who is it? Tono? That one was a ghost, right? No, this one's flesh and blood. And she's quite a looker, too. I guess I can't let you out of my sight after all, Shinji. I've not the faintest idea who it could even be. I see. Anyway, from the look of it, I think she wants to talk to you right about now. She told me not to look, so I slowed my pace and continued toward the stairs. I heard footsteps from above as I was about halfway down.
Fukigami-kun.
You guys pretty much got that. That's, you know, her saying Fukigami-kun. Okay, now we get introduced to this chick. I somewhat recognize that face. She was probably one of my classmates. Okay, so apparently the sister. Oh, well, that just takes a picture. Okay, so let's not do that. Close, quick save, play voice. Is there any way to get it to? Nope. That doesn't do it. Okay, though I don't even remember talking to her before. Apparently, I can't. I wonder if... Nope, doesn't work. I was trying to make it where I could get rid of the text box so you could kind of see the CG, but apparently it's not letting me do that. Yes? My name is Kirito Kureha. I don't know if I've said that right. We're classmates, but we really don't talk, so I think we should introduce my... I thought I should introduce myself. Got a little tongue twisted there. She gave me a small bow, and I gave her one in return. Madoka said she was watching me, but it didn't seem like she was some sort of a creep. There's something I want to confirm with you. Is that okay? I guess. Thanks. She gave me a small nod and flicked her fan. You seem to be oddly interested in Tono today. You even asked other people about her. Why is that? Ah. I hesitated. There was no reason to be honest with someone I didn't know. Why do you ask? I ended up answering question with a question. But it didn't seem like that upset her. She says, That's your fault. Huh? You seem oddly interested, so it got me interested too. Sorry if it sounds weird, but that's the truth. Now, one thing I do want to see if I can do real quickly is check and see if I can, text. Text window opacity. There we go. There you go, guys. Now you can kind of see the, sorry about that. That is my bad. I didn't even know you could do this. But at least you get to see a little bit more now. I'm sorry if it sounds weird, but that's the truth. Besides, strange things keep happening in Sakura no Mori lately. Strange things? Didn't you notice? It's all over the TV. Strange incidents and accidents are happening almost every day. I suppose there was something on the morning news. The incident with the snapped electrical cord, I saw it too. That's what I was talking about. There was also... Kirito paused mid-sentence. Perhaps she thought that something had happened to Tono. And what about you, Fukigami? She thought I was weird in the head if I told... She'd think I was weird in the head if I told her I saw ghosts.
I see dead people.
But then there was no way to explain my behavior without that. Well, alright. By the way, you seemed to be in a hurry just earlier. I guess I was. Are you going somewhere? Maybe to look for Tono? I nodded. I see. In that case, would it be okay for me to come with you? That's fine, but... Thanks. She nodded and flicked her folding fan again. Well, let's go then. She nonchalantly descended the steps as I watched her back absentmindedly. So where are we going? She asked as soon as I caught up. There's an Italian restaurant called Forza. I didn't know where it was, though. I was about to tell her that when... You mean Forza Sakura no Mori? I think so. You know it? Yeah, I go there a lot. Oh, it's perfect then. I didn't know its exact location. It's in the Hazakura shopping district, or the Hazakura shopping district. You can see it as soon as you get there. I've been there a bunch of times, but I don't recall seeing it. You're not very interested in places like that? It's nice. The menu's tasty and, most importantly, cheap. Her appearance made you think she would be cold and high-strung, but she seemed to actually be quite laid-back and friendly. She does have a really striking appearance about her, so yeah, for her to be... It's those red eyes, I'm telling you. It's the red eyes and the fucking dark purple hair. She just has that, like, mean, crazy waifu look. But she seems to be laid back and friendly. Ooh, it might be a little bit of a red pill here, gentlemen. We'll see. That said, the situation was a bit weird. I was going to a restaurant with a girl I'd never even talked to before. Though that was true to Tono as well. I spent my entire day looking for someone I barely knew. You think we'll find Tono there? Possibly. It was apparently one of her favorite places. I have to admit that sounded weird as she cocked her head. With no proper leads, we were just heading there in hopes of randomly finding her. We reached the Hazakura, or the Hazakura shopping district. There it is. Welcome. Okay, that's got plenty of alcohol there. I'm just kind of showing you guys the... drink specials and things that they have. We passed through the doors and looked around. It doesn't seem like she's here. Apparently. We were probably looking for different things, but it was true that I couldn't see Tono either. Would you like a table for two? Huh? Please follow me. The waitress began guiding us without waiting for a reply. We exchanged startled looks. Well, we can have a cup of tea at least, I suppose. She smiled. I noticed that the sharpness in her eyes disappeared completely when she did that. Yeah, might as well. Just as Kirito said, it seemed like quite a popular restaurant. It was packed with people. I could spot a lot of students from our school in their uniforms. We ended up drinking tea together, but we didn't have anything to talk about. Kirito seemed like she was trying to think of a suitable subject as she absentmindedly played with a fan in her hands. I've never seen anyone carry a folding fan in this season. Yeah, well, it's of course more useful during summer, but... Kirito's fan cut through the air with a nice sound. I just like it. Oh. I'd never heard anyone say they liked folding fans before. Kirito gave me a somewhat embarrassed smile. It may not look too natural with a uniform, but when combined with a kimono. Kimono, you actually wear that? At home, yes. Wow. I gave her another surprised look. Does that sound unusual to you? I've never seen anyone wear one outside of ceremonies and stuff. Oh? I think kimonos are not that bad, personally. Really? I heard they're pretty airy, so it's never hot in one. Says not necessarily that. I just like the feeling they give. Ha! Or ha-ha. Let's see another thing we're gonna tweak a bit here. I had the music down pretty low. It's on 50, but it's still really damn loud. I'm gonna just pump the sound, or the, is it sound effects? Background voices? System voices? Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. I'm not doing this manually because it'll take 120 years. I'm just gonna go back. There we go. Haha. What's so funny? Well, yeah. Should've waited, but that's okay. Kirito gave me a puzzled look. I apologized, still laughing, and took a sip of water. I have no idea what her position in our class was, but she was a peculiar one indeed. In a good way, of course. Besides her fashion sense, she was talking with a guy she didn't know, looking for a missing girl she didn't know. She was almost as weird as me. Quite a statement, if I say so myself. Thank you for waiting. Here's your cocoa. Thanks. They weren't going to serve him alcohol. They're a little bit too, over the age of 18, but not 21 for that. And blended coffee. I believe those were all of your orders. Please take your time. Kirito gave me a serious look as the waitress walked away. So what are you planning to do about Tono? We couldn't find her here. Are you planning to continue looking for her tomorrow? I spun my spoon as I fell in thought. Tono's parents must have been worried sick. It seemed like so far I was the only one aware of the truth. I still couldn't quite think of a realistic way to convey that information to them, but I felt like I couldn't leave this business unfinished. Yeah. You really are a strange one, aren't you? Rather than taunting, these words rung in a warm, friendly tone. I answered her with a smile. I don't think you're that much better than me on that account. Me? Why? You're randomly curious about Tono too, aren't you? What is it? I kicked my leg against the table, making the cups clatter. And I actually heard that in my head. I'm pretty sure y'all heard you guys know what that sounds like. Kirito followed my gaze to the entrance. Ignoring her confusion, I followed Tono with my eyes. It was like the area she existed in was torn apart from the cheerful atmosphere of the restaurant. No one looked at her. She advanced through the crowd without touching anyone. Fukugami? Sorry, give me a moment. Tono advanced straight ahead, stopping in front of the kitchen, and then stared into it. Her profile appeared lovely and melancholic like before. Is there something in the kitchen? There was a slit through which plates were handed, but I couldn't see inside. Ah. The tension passed, and I leaned against the seat. Kirito regarded me with a serious look in her eyes. Sorry for acting a bit weird there. No, I see you sometimes act like you can see things that others cannot. It was just the same in the classroom this morning. I was at a loss for what to say. I've never been faced with this kind of dilemma before. I never told anyone I could see ghosts, not even Hatsune and Miss Miyako. But it felt like Kirito might understand. It was weird to feel that way about a girl that I knew for barely an hour, but there was one thing on which it seemed we were very much alike. It happened when Kirito, realizing I was about to say something important, leaned toward me. Oh, it's me. Oh, it's you, Grandpa. Hello. Huh? You want to know how to set the timer to record your show later? How many times do I have to explain it to you? Fucking old boomer. No, it's not that button. Okay, I... Oh, she says, okay, I got it. Kirito stuffed her phone back into the bag, uttering words like geez, and his stupid history shows again. His stupid history shows again. That is definitely gotta be a Japanese statement for like, he's a fucking old boomer. I'm sorry, but I think I've gotta head back home for today. Ah, okay. We'll be continuing this tomorrow, right? That sounded more like a confirmation than a question. I nodded and Kirito smiled in return. See you tomorrow. Leaving her share of the bill on the table, she pranced out of the restaurant. So she did pay for her meal, gentlemen. She did pay. She didn't force the guy to pay everything. She did pay for her part of the meal. Keep that in mind. Waifus do pay half of their fucking bill when you take them out to dinner. Keep that in mind. They don't want foodie calls. They'll actually pay half the bill. So there you go. There's one more reason to own a waifu. Well, those kind don't eat. But if you're, you know, if we lived in the waifu world, they would not be so stingy. Waifu 1, real women 0. Leaving her share of the bill on the table, she pranced out of the restaurant. Feeling half disappointed, half relieved, I emptied the remainder of my coffee. Oh, he had coffee. I shifted my eyes back to the kitchen, but Tono was no longer there. I looked for a while until I realized there was just a single person, the chef, in there. I asked the waitress about it as she came to refill my water. Yes, we only have one chef. It's the owner, Mr. Moriyasu, was the answer I received. I spent another whole hour sipping water, but Tono never reappeared. Kirito was quite a looker, wasn't she? Huh? Yeah, I guess so. Though I bet she already has a boyfriend or three when she looks like that. What do you think? I don't know, I talked to her for the first time today. Well, I guess she'll learn sooner or later. Okay, well, this game's going in a different way. At first I thought it was a psychological thing, but apparently this dude can fucking see ghosts. So, not only is he seeing a ghost, he's sleeping with a ghost. He's actually been sleeping with the ghost of his dead girlfriend for a while. They're in a relationship. And she's trying to hook him up with other girls. So how does that work? Is it like a situation where she sits back and watches the two fuck or something? Like, don't mind that. That's like my dead ghost girlfriend. Let's just do the thing. Like, I don't know, man. Because there are literal hentai scenes, and we have to consider the fact that dead ghost girlfriend is a real thing in here. It's not him imagining shit. He's literally seeing the ghost of his dead girlfriend. And I don't know, do they have ghost sex? We gotta know. What's going on? It makes you want to keep reading and playing, right? Well, if you like the game, you can get it at mangagamer.com. Unfortunately, it wasn't on the summer sale that I am aware of. It's not that old, It came out like a year or so ago, maybe? So go ahead and check it out, and I'll read just a little more, and then we'll stop for this session of the Grimm's Visual Novel Corner. Huh? I mean, you already had tea together, and you seemed quite into her. I don't know, it was fun, I guess. I think you should try to build on this and see where it goes. What do you mean? This meeting, I mean, you may be classmates, but you've got no other connection, right? Yet somehow you found a common goal. I think you should utilize this good luck and nurture this relationship, don't you agree? I don't know. Oh? I'm being serious, you know. What's up with you anyway? It's like there's something on your mind. Yeah, I was wondering why Tona was watching the kitchen like that. It looks delicious. Is that not what her expression looked like? Rather than food, she was looking at the chef that worked there. That would explain it. Yeah, I think so too. It's possible that she... Madoka paused mid-sentence. She's probably trying to say that it was possible that the chef killed her. It is possible. I mean, he may have. I couldn't accuse anyone without proof, of course. As such, I had no choice but to look for it. It was the only way for her to rest in peace. Still, I wonder where I could find something like that. Now, we have to wonder, did he kill her and cook her? Or did he just kill her? Was she served? Did people eat waifu that day? We gotta know. Inquiring minds wanna know. Especially since they have had scenes in the game. There was a prequel, if you guys remember, in the prequel. There was a little scene where he imagined, basically, I can't remember if it was Madoka or one of the other characters, but she was eating what looked to be human body parts. So that might be a thing that happens later. Still, I wonder where we could find something like that. I think he's suspicious too. How does one go about gathering evidence of a crime? We brainstormed for some time. When you speak of crimes and investigation, the first thing that comes to mind is a detective. A detective? Why are you making that face? I only know one person like that, and... Hey, he calls himself a detective, so he probably knows how to do the job, despite how he looks. You're being rude. But you feel the same way. Yeah. I had no idea how good a detective he was, but I couldn't recall ever seeing a single customer at that agency. Yeah, I guess it won't hurt at least to talk to him. Let's do that. I hope he doesn't charge for a consultation. The scary part was I couldn't quite reject the idea outright. It seemed like they were starting to develop the area near the station. I could see cranes everywhere. And there, beyond a narrow door and dark stairs in the one run-down buildings, rested a detective agency. I knocked on a door with Garota's detective agency sign on the dirty glass. Come in, it's open. And it's there that we will leave you guys hanging. What happens at the detective agency? You'll see. That'll be next time on Grimm's Visual Novel Corner. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again. Later.